so forth. For a reason, I've been playing so well here, winning 5 titles, and for a reason, I haven't won French Open yet. But I'll keep pushing, and I'll keep doing, keep working, and keep believing that I can make it at least once until my career ends.
Never. When you lift the trophy, do you always think about the lady who's done so much for you, Elena Gencic?
Of course, she's. She's not just there when I lift the trophy. She's there very often in my mind, and she, next to my parents, my brothers, my family and closest people in my life, she's has done the most for with them for my career, for my life in general. So, this trophy is as much as it's mine, it's hers.
Can I just ask? Did you sense in the court that Andy was distracted by your physical problems and that that could work in your favour?
I haven't noticed that. No, I haven't noticed that.
Do you see any difference between this match of tonight and the one with Wawrinka? I mean, you were in trouble sometimes in both matches, but
they are both different players. But of course, both of the matches were very tough. Every aspect, but different matches. With Stan, everything happens very fast. He hits the ball very, very strong, and the points are pretty short. not many rallies. Not at least as much as I had tonight. So, in terms of physical,
Which one did you play better?
Excuse me.
Which one did you play better?
I think tonight I played better against Stan. Tonight I had my ups and downs as well, of course, but I think consistently looking from the first to the last point tonight.
Chris?
Two things. Do you think you're paying a price physically for just all the tennis you played the last couple of years and the end of the season last year being pretty tough? And two, just to understand the situation, I saw you get drinks against Stan from the stands and also against the day of the match. Is that just electrolytes? What are you getting from your camp there?
Well, the first question was about I'm not injured and I have no major concerns for my body, so I don't think that I'm paying a price for a lot of tennis. As a matter of fact, I think out of all the top players, I'm playing the least tournaments, so I can't really use that as an excuse. Of course, I try to set up my own form for the biggest events because that's where I want to shine, that's where I want to perform my best. So in terms of scheduling, I try to pay a lot of attention on how I organize my scheduling in advance, and I try to stick with it as much as I can. Obviously, this year I'll have Davis Cup, so that's an additional couple of weeks. But the schedule is more or less the same. And, I actually feel physically very, very good. I don't think that this 20, 30 minutes tonight can cause a major concern for me for the future. In contrary, I think that being able to bounce back from that period of 20 minutes and finish the match the way I finished it can only serve as an encouraging fact. And the second question, electrolytes, energy drinks, the stuff that every athlete drinks. I'm very disciplined and very thorough with what I drink, with what I eat, and I think when all the small details that you think they are small, you pay attention to them. In the end, it turns out to be very decisive, especially for these kind of matches. So I believe that the healthy lifestyle that I had in the last couple of years for which I had to make a lot of sacrifice, trust me, even this nice champagne here. A lot of sacrifice in terms of my free time, in terms of some delicious meals. But still, I enjoy what I eat, I enjoy what I drink, I enjoy the life that I have. It's my choice. And so I can't sit here and complain about my life where I'm actually saying it's the best life I can have. So. As everybody else, I'm trying to be the best that I can be, and that's why I pay so much attention to it.
Now, question, Pete.
But to Fundamentals, also Mental Strengths.
But your fundamentals also mental strengths.
Mental strengths?
Yes.
In this particular matches and circumstances, mental strength probably plays the most important role in winning those matches. You need to be able to find that inner strength, mental, physical, emotional, especially when you're down in finals and when you're playing a top rival. There's a lot of things that can influence your state of mind. Of course, as I was mentioning before, it's not always possible to be 100% concentrated for 3.5 hours, but you know, it's important to keep going, because you fall many times, but mental strength allows you to keep going.
All right, thank you very much.